Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. This hour, the country is on high alert and is expected to remain so heading into the presidential inauguration because of ongoing security threats. After the world watched in shock as pro-Trump rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol last week, highly unusual security measures are going into effect. That could include a total shutdown of the National Mall next Wednesday. NPR's Windsor Johnson explains.
Traditionally, the National Mall is crowded with thousands of people for inauguration festivities. But this year, the area between the Lincoln Memorial and Capitol Building could be closed to the public. Federal authorities continue to monitor potential threats on social media and have warned of armed protests in Washington, D.C. and all 50 U.S. capitals. A state of emergency is now in effect in D.C., and a large number of National Guard troops have been stationed inside and around the perimeter of the Capitol building. Up to 20,000 troops are expected to be in place on Inauguration Day. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Before he became the first president in U.S. history to be impeached twice because of the role he played in the insurrection, Donald Trump sought to burnish his immigration record this week during a visit to Alamo, Texas. But today, his legacy is further tarnished by a new, hard-hitting report from the Inspector General's Office of the Department of Justice. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the IG accuses former Attorney General Jeff Sessions of mishandling the zero-tolerance immigration policy, a policy that led to more than 3,000 family separations at the southern border in 2018.
The chaos on the inside was just as bad as the chaos on the outside. That's the conclusion of a blistering self-critique by the DOJ watchdog. For a period of 2.5 months in 2018, the Trump administration arrested migrant parents and took their children away as a way to discourage illegal border crossings. But the top leadership at DOJ had not thought it through. They didn't realize the separations would be so traumatic, that children would be kept in cages for many days, and that family reunifications would be so difficult. Moreover, the report says border prosecutors were overwhelmed by all the new arrests and U.S. Marshals had no place to hold them. John Burnett, NPR News, McAllen, Texas.
Escalating infections and deaths from COVID-19 are prompting tougher restrictions in France. For at least 2 weeks starting Saturday, the nation will be under a 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. And on Monday, France will start requiring all travelers from outside the European Union to provide documentation showing they have tested negative for the virus. Even so, new arrivals, including those from the United States, will still be required to self-isolate for a week. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 87 points at 31,149. This is NPR. The U.S. government's opening up COVID-19 vaccines to more people, with major hospitals across the country getting to the point of having to decide which patients get medical help. KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young says Arizona's almost there.
We have record cases, record deaths, record ICU bed use, and hospitals say they're close to the point where they're going to need to ration care. So the governor and the health department are really focused on these vaccine efforts and really want to accelerate that as much as possible. But Will Humble is the former director of the state's health department. He says even if we're vaccinating thousands of people a day, the virus is so out of control, we really need other mitigation measures in place.
Catherine Davis Young reporting. Now to Uganda, where votes have begun to be counted in that country's presidential election. NPR's Ada Peralta with details.
At the polling station closest to opposition leader Bobby Wine's house, Ivan Jacobs was watching as poll workers counted votes. He voted for the opposition, and he worries that when results are finally announced, they will show a landslide victory for President Yoweri Museveni.
I'm sure above one thing, that there can't be a free and fair election in Uganda, where we've seen lots of guns on the road, lots of soldiers, lots of big armored cars. Most of those are meant to terrorize the population from coming to vote.
And just as we spoke, dozens of military men stepped off a pickup truck, assault weapons in hand, and dispersed everyone watching. No one was injured, but at least four were arrested. Uganda is expected to announce a winner by Saturday. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Kampala.
This is NPR.